Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts
got to get your afro right, Rains. I'm telling you. You know, when it be disproportioned, your community talk about you. The natural hair community will get you. You don't be trying to get together. You are here. Oops. Almost broke it. On the edge. We're going to be wine tasting today. Well, virtually wine tasting in South Australia with my guest, Sophie Diller. Sophie has a love for fast cars, the color red, and fine wine. And we are going to explore some of the back end countryside of South Australia and some hidden jewels. We're going to do something a little different. You know, we did crocheting, and now we are doing some wine tasting. We've done painting. So I always like to bring you variety, because that's what life is, brains. Variety. It's a spice of life. You gotta have some choices. And if you don't, make yourself. Okay. See you in a minute.
I'll turn off my phone.
Okay. What they say is an idle mind is a playground for the devil. And we are not playing with the devil.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I can understand that. And cheers, by the way.
Oh yes, here, cheers. Oh,
you've got red.
Yeah, I've got red and you've got a white.
Riesling, yes. Oh, the reason Riesling. Is it's in the morning here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is in the evening. Okay.
I know.
So yes. That's wonderful. Brains, guess who I have here today? I have Sophia. They call her Sophie Diller. And she has the most exciting job that she created. She is a wine tour, what would you say, concierge?
It came up quite accidentally as event tour event manager, but I'm just a tour operator does wine
more
tours.
Than that. She's more than that. Modest. She's a woman that loves beautiful red, be it shoes, lipstick, or clothing. In addition to that, she's got a fancy for classic cars. So we're going to ask her how all of that comes together, as well as giving magnificent private tours of the wine country there in South Australia. Now, you know, we have a huge Australian following, brains. Yes, we do. And I'm expecting you to book Sophie, because she is going to treat you coup de grace, okay? You will be the Snoop de coup. So let's welcome her to the edge. Ears to you, darling, one more time. Yes, Sophie Diller, how are you? Mm-hmm.
That's a nice Riesling. Okay, really, really good. Yep.
Wow. And I think this is a Pinot Noir.
Okay, it's not that well known in our region because it's a bit too warm in the Barossa for Pinot Noirs. But apart from that, we're famous for Barossa Shiraz and Grenache and some Rieslings up in a little bit higher part of the Barossa, which is Eden Valley.
Okay, so now let's dial back a little bit. How did you find your love for wine tasting and turn that into a business?
Okay, it started, would you believe, with old cars, and I used to work at one of the big wineries cleaning, and I had an old XP Ford, and whenever I used to drive there, people used to wave to me, and I just mentioned it to a local craftsman there who makes knives out of car parts and bits, and he said, you should do this for a living, and I thought, yes, sounds like a great idea. I have always loved socializing and creating fun, dressing, the whole lot. And so I tried to register an old car to get my business started. And it was going to be called Deja Tours, as in take a wine tour to find old wines and old shopping, basically vintage shopping and with and old wines. But I just couldn't get my car registered, a beautiful Plymouth Belvedere. And after trying a few cars, I gave up and bought a new car, but I didn't give up my dream of showing people around. My dream was to show friends and people around my region and to meet people. It's like the city cousin meeting the country cousins.
Wow. Because you know, of your discovered talents, these are a lot of vineyards and wineries that people probably didn't even know existed in that area.
Yes, there's so many. Over 250 winemakers and wine labels.
Really?
But not all of them have got cellar doors, which is a tasting place, but they have their own brands. Certain amount are listed on the local tour brochure, but there's so many more popping up all the time. 850 individual vineyards and big variety.
And people don't even really realize that. And I mean, this is so romantic, it's educational, it is sustainable, it's renewable, it's gardening. You can talk about so many things because on the tour you talk about the landscape and the countryside and the indigenous plants and and you ride them around in a vintage car. Tell them how you got,
unfortunately, I couldn't register my cars. It's registered to drive people, but not paying passengers. So it's not I couldn't get my chauffeured plates, which is so sad. I've still got the car, but it didn't meet up to standards to scratch. So here's to one day getting it on the road again. Yes, very strict regulations about taking people on tours, paying customers.
Safety too, because older cars, which you can always get, you can get it modified. That's all right. We'll get you the right clientele, and maybe you'll get a limousine or Uber.
I still dress up though in the era of the 50s. And I love it every day. So that's my look every day.
You look maybe cute, a flower you're brand. A girl. Do you have a particular route that you take or certain particular wineries that you feature all the time?
No, I will base my tours on the customer. So I get to find out a bit about them. And if I hadn't had the chance, after the first stop, I know exactly, I organize lunch because it's a necessity and usually the first stop. And after that, it's a pick and choose to suit the people. If they've got an interest, say like a gardening or something, some wineries have got magnificent gardens as well as wine. So I do particularly like certain people that the staff or cellar people and winemakers too in the region. I like to pop around it as many as I can. Just depends who I think would appreciate the time that the winemaker will spend with them. And sometimes people just want to travel. You can admit to me you're not a big, wine drinker, but you don't know until you try. And that's what the tours are about, trying different places, meeting people. It's a big thing. For me, it's the social side of this business. I generally leave the actual little bits and pieces of the winemaking to the winemaker or the cellar door staff who obviously know their wines. But I'm at the same time learning a lot as well because your palate changes. I'm discovering wines every day. It's usually, if a customer says, oh, that is so good, I'll often go back or buy a bottle straight away to try later because I can't drink and drive. I'm a chauffeur. So that's it. Can't do that.
That's responsible because I'm sure on a wine tour, your guests are pretty loopy.
They say, join us, please have some. And I said, no, I can't. I can't even have it on my lips. I could have a sniff.
On average, how many tastings do they get on one of your tours?
We do 5 stops, but each stop can be anywhere from five wines up to 8 or more. So, and we're very generous in the Barossa as well. So some places they forget that they're only giving out tastings, and your tastings are. I even look and I think, oh my goodness, we've only just started the day and those tastings are nearly a cup.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you like to dress up. Why the era of the 50s? What is it about the 50s that intrigues you?
I guess remembering mum, I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 58. So, just love the era. It's so elegant. And I always wear red shoes with my clothing, and that's a colour that goes with everything. It's just the era, I think. And also the cars were bench seats. So that was originally So I could fit 5 people on my tours, and I still will one day. I haven't lost that dream. I just thought I need a change, and I just love it. It doesn't feel like work. I hate, you know, I shouldn't admit that, but it's true.
Well, I mean, it's, you not know, work. If you love what you do, then you feel like you've never worked a day in your life. And you've built this business from the ground up. You've built these relationships with these wineries. You have such personalized, customized service on the tour because you get to know the people. I mean, you know, you can take anywhere from 2 to 6 people. Maybe, you know, is it 6 max or 8?
8. 4 couples in this current car that I've got, which is quite amazing.
I think that it would be absolutely, you know, a missed opportunity if this is something what you want to do, because people are getting back out. You know, I would definitely go if you were here, but you're there in Australia. So with regards to wine and wine tasting, do you also do champagnes?
Yes. Yep. So that's all part of the tastings. So if people say we love champagne, but we're not allowed to call it champagne. It has to be sparkling white because of Champagne's France. But if they have a preference for wines, I'll find that preference. And yeah, definitely. There is tastings. Some wineries offer, if they do make it, they will offer it as a tasting as well. It just depends where we are and where we go to. There's so many different varieties too. You can be in a rustic shed, little tiny shed, or you could be in a beautiful big winery. You can be in a barn, which has been converted. Oh, wow. Mainly reds, but there's so many varieties. The only ones we don't do well is colder climate wines, and they come from the Adelaide Hills usually if they need to make some in their range. So.
I have some very rich friends, girl, and not only do they have wine cellars, but they got humidor. Yeah. You know, you can smoke cigars and drink wine. They are doing way too much. And as far as the wines, I mean, I bet you they have 500 bottles.
Yeah. Yes, that would be exciting.
Okay, so if you're a wine connoisseur and you collect a wine, is it like collecting a book or collecting a coin? Do people buy vintage wines?
Oh, yes. Well, they call it museum wines here, which is a wine that's been sitting a bit longer. And sometimes wineries will sell their museum range, which means they've already held on to them, have started the process of the wines resting and becoming softer and more elegant. And then they'll sell them. So they've already had that time of sitting like you would in a cellar. And quite often customers that really know what they want, and they look for the museum stock of wineries. There's some amazing wineries here, and you don't necessarily have to pay a big price for wine. If it's something, a lot of people say there's so many interesting wines here, and their main comparison with some of the bigger bigger price wines to the ones that they pay hardly anything, but the flavors are exactly the same to them. So I don't describe it real well myself.
No, you do. But what I want to ask you is, with regards to pricing of wine, this goes across the scale. You go from, you know, low to medium to very high range.
Yep. Yes, definitely. The cheapest bottle of wine sold from a cellar door used to be $10 a bottle, Australian dollars, and it was only directly through the cellar door, through this family, who they've closed the cellar door for now, but they're concentrating on their vineyards and they're still making wines. And it was a beautiful little place. It was called Sharkey's. I'm actually going this Saturday, I think, to an underground space, which is an event that they, whenever they make a vintage, finish a vintage, they'll actually open up and give tastings of a vintage going back a bit. Vintage means the wines that were made at a certain time or year. And I'm looking forward to that tasting. There's a lot of families involved. I really enjoy taking people to meet real people.
Right.
And people are loving that.
In vineyards.
Just close my friend off.
Oh, no, I was going to say that's probably a booking, okay? When you own a vineyard, that's usually lineage. That's usually passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, okay. Usually that's what is called estate wines, wineries. They have their own vineyards. There is some, that particular winery, yes, they were always vineyard growers, and we're finding that some of the sons and daughters of vineyard growers are now becoming the winemakers. Mm-hmm. Because at one stage, the Barossa had a downturn in, there was no market for Australian red wines or red wines. And that was in the 1970s, 80s, late 70s, 80s. And they were pulling out old grapevines. They were pulling out grapevines because the government gave an incentive to balance the market, pull up your grapevines and we'll pay you. So when that did happen, they did unfortunately pull up some very old grapevines. The vines we've got here are 177 years old, are the oldest ones. They were planted, they're original vines that were planted by the settlers, the German settlers who are, background is Lutheran, and they were offered land here to, right, because to settle.
The Lutheran church does, they drink wine. It's, you know, like some religions.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah, some religions, they have no problem with drinking it, and then the other ones, no.
And yes, they are from those original families, seven generations now of the original families. There is others. There's Italians and, you know, whole sorts of nationalities have moved in. I could do a tour, just offering a tour from Adelaide for anyone who's got Italian background and find all the Italian makers, which is really interesting. My background's not Italian, by the way, but I understand that people love something that they can be in common with.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what they want. Yeah. They want to be able to, they want to be able to make you relatable. And not only do you do this for couples, but you could do this for bridal showers. You could do this for team building. You could do it for employee appreciation. You can do it for a girls' weekend. You can do it for a guys' trip. You know, there's so many ways to enjoy a nice tour and a nice bottle of wine. What's one of your favorite wines? Just personally, you know, like a Riesling. You don't have to name the vineyard.
I was going to say, get myself in trouble. I do like a full-bodied Barossa Shiraz. I must admit that it's been sitting for a while, so already a museum, because it's so soft on the palate. And you honestly, even if you're not sure what you're drinking, as soon as you taste it and you think, wow, that is really smooth, I can't put it down, which I have said once. And the person said to me, next to me, just as well you didn't. That was the winemaker's 20-year-old Shiraz, and I won't name the name. And yes, it made a difference. So, well, I always say, if you're not sure, you'll know what you really like, and that is your style. Doesn't matter what anyone says. If you like it, you'll know. But the only way you know is by tasting, and that's what these strips are about: tasting wines, not necessarily purchasing straight away, but to have a taste, a big range, and then you'll find your style. At the moment, I'm drinking this Riesling, and it's so light on the palate, and I can't believe it.
And you know what, brains, they teach you about the legs of a wine and how you swirl in the glass and how you use your nose, because wine tasting, you have to use, you know, all your senses.
You do.
Really enjoy it. I like when they say it's very robust, or it's flowery, or it has certain undertones, or it carries certain notes. You know, you're doing some big stuff when you're using those kind of terms, brains.
Yes.
So it's a lot of fun to do this. But what did you do before you, started doing wine tours?
Okay. I grew up on a farm not far from the Barossa, about 20 kilometres, which is about, I don't know, a little bit further in miles. I grew up in an era of miles, by the way. I've forgotten what length that is in comparison. So on a farm, and then I moved interstate. So it was retail after that, in businesses, shops and servicing. And came back, even did manufacturing. I made grandma's pub nuts, which was my mum's recipe to almonds, smoky almonds, and sold them. I started them from scratch and sold them around the place. I was out of my element because I had to sell them to myself, to hotels, pubs, and I just was a bit nervous about that. But that all stopped because I had a major heart operation.
Wow.
I've got a beautiful scar about, which I don't mind. I survived.
That's right. But hey, you are. You can tell the tale. Absolutely.
I'm so excited to find out.
And a little red wine, I hear, is good for the heart. So you have extensive training in customer service.
Yeah.
You know, customer service is key. And people forget about that. They get pretty cocky and arrogant when it comes to their clients. Repeat business is huge. And if you make people feel special, and if you listen to them and you value them, you will have a lifelong customer, and that one customer will tell 10 other customers, and you'll be booked all season. So I really like the fact that you come from that service background. That speaks volumes because you know how to treat people. You know what the expectation is, you know, to be kind and over the top and give specialized service is, you know, very unique. Are there other tour companies? Are there a lot of tour companies there in the Barossa?
There's a lot of tour companies, but then a lot of them aren't based in the Barossa. They come from Adelaide. There is individual tour operators in the region. How many? There was more before COVID. Some of them are getting older. I'm going to be in that league too soon. But yes, we all get on so well, and we support each other. So if I can, because I've only got one car at this stage, so if I can't do a tour on a certain day because someone booked me for a private tour, I always recommend somebody else. And you make those connections, and you actually socialize with them as well. A lot of people ask me a question about the Barossa. Is there much competition between wineries and winemakers and that? There honestly isn't. And we know, we recommend, we're all ambassadors to the region. Well, I can only show you a few wineries today, but if you're here tomorrow, you must visit this place. As we're going past, I'll let them know. I'll even make a list of places to visit on their own and suggestions other than wine tasting, because I probably need a driver or both for them to try on if they're here a few more days. And, you know, often they'll come back and quite often they'll book me again because I told them about all the other places. It doesn't really matter. At least they know that there's so much more to see.
Pay a lot of money for that region. You know, sometimes wine can take a heavy hit depending upon the season. You guys had all of those fires. I don't know how close that was to the Barossa, but you said you had vines that were 170 years old. Could you imagine that texture and that lineage of wine being damaged or ruined? You'll never get that back. You know, off certain vines, it's just like cultivating, you know, other fruits, apples or oranges or pears. That lineage and those seeds that are repollinate are huge.
Yeah, yes, that's true. It's the region did start off just as surviving. These people just came here to survive. They brought their skills with them. And there was a really big area of fruit growing, apricots, pears, and apples. Now there's none of those industries. There is very little, but it's only hands-on.
They can make good brandy out of those.
What was that?
I said they can make good brandy out of those fruits.
Yes. Yes. Gin is starting to make coming out now at the moment.
We call homemade gin making hooch.
Is it?
That's very appropriate for the 50s. That's when they had the bootleggers, and they'd have the classic cars, and they'd have the cute pinup girl in the back. And, you know, they would be selling all of these, you know, gallons of alcohol that were illegal, and they'd be running from the government. Yeah. So it was a pretty testy time. But I'm loving so much your sensibility and creating a fantasy. You know, it's not just about going on the wine tour, but it's about the experience. You know, you have a great photographer on hand too that takes beautiful pictures for you as well, correct?
Yes, I have. Well, I'd like to have actually offer it to more people in the region who are so many photographers here to hop on board on my tours if they want to spend a day taking photos and then obviously selling them to some of my clients. That's my next step. I have given tours to photographers from Adelaide because they wanted to come. Well, I said, we would exchange, and they brought their friends and we did a photo shoot. It was fantastic. So everyone benefited. All the places we went to got those photos, as well as me, as well as the winemaker. So, and it didn't cost anything for any of us. Basically, it was because it was a swap of skills. Right. And I needed someone to take lovely photos. And I've used a couple of photographers, but I want to use more because I love photos.
Like that to tell a story.
Of course I do. It's fun.
And then too, you know, if you pick them up at a certain place, you could stage your vehicle and use that because, you know, people like to, they love classic cars. So do you belong to a classic car club?
Yes, I used to belong to the Barossa Valley Ford Club. And then it was, before that, it was the Bug Eye Sprite Club. So I used to have a little Austin Healey Sprite, little two-person car. But it's not people-friendly. You can only take one person. And that was my dilemma. I used to love taking people around. And so I sold it for the XP Ford, which could take, and I did. I took friends to rock and roll rendezvous in the hills. And, to wine drinking session, which I wasn't drinking. Actually, my husband drove that day and I just drank with my friends. And no one wanted to get out of the car. So, and that was another thing. I thought, you know, it's so much fun to be had with cars and that. And put the old little tape deck inside and find old tapes and play music on the way. So it was fun.
That was good. And I, you know, the theme is great because again, mm-hmm. people dress up and they can really have a good time. Well, Sophia, I think that you are the best. Again, I'm going to run this over and over again. Brains, get yourself together. Go get you a nice bottle of wine and go on a tour. Have an experience, okay, with Sophia Diller of South Australia in the Barossa. You know, it's great, 6-8 people. And I'm so glad that she's here on the edge and giving us an education and the backdrop and the importance of, you know, sustaining our own community and finding under-discovered talents and venues there. Have you a little staycation, right, Sophie?
Oh, yes, yes. a lot of people, we're lucky COVID hasn't hit Australia as bad. We are getting visitors from interstate, from Queensland, Victoria, South, well, everywhere. So we're moving in amongst our own country. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're actually doing really good after, well, even though there's COVID, we're very careful. We have to sanitize everything. We don't wear masks in this state, but we've got a scanning code where we scan every place we go to, we scan, and we know that's a traceable thing to know. If something goes wrong, they can trace where we've all been. So keep records as well.
That's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah. And
apparently, kind of ahead of the curve.
Yeah. And it works. When they did find out again, it was over and done with. They closed us off and it only lasted 4 days. And they found the source and they traced it and that was it. And so that was the last time. But so far, so good. We just got to keep an eye on things and just be,
Well, yeah, you have to be vigilant in anything you do, you know, and you have to be careful. But we don't have to be careful with you because you are a driver that does not drink because you got on those pretty red shoes and you are so responsible and you really care about your clients. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Sophie, so they can schedule their next tour event.
Okay. How did they get in touch with me, you said?
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. They can... I've got my own website, which is Barossa, or email sophia@barossawinetours.me, or it's simply barossawinetours.me.
Link down at the bottom to make sure that they get it. Now, mm-hmm. you can't be confused because your name is Sophia, but people call you Sophie.
Yeah, okay. It's the same name. It's funny, I've got three cousins and we're all named Sophie or Sophia's and we've all got that dilemma. We don't really know. We have all these years, we still haven't decided which we prefer. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, you matter. And thank you again for being here on the edge, teaching us about wine and teaching us about the backcountry of South Australia and the Barossa. Brains, and subscribe to other edgy conversations. We teach you about cheese. We teach you about wine. Mm-hmm. We teach you about love. We teach you about spirituality. We cover the gamut here on the edge. Thank you so much for being my guest, Sophie. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, April. I love being on here. This is my first interview.
Really? Oh, well, there's going to be plenty more after that. Get them out there and maybe you can partner with some of the vintage vineyards. And virtual tour too, because that'd be great. Again, the more you give it, the more you show them, the more people are going to book, and you're going to need 3 or 4 other drivers.
Yes, and have to be special people. I've already got my eye on some people that I really like, and they're all behind serving wine. And mm-hmm. I say to them, I've got an easier job than you. Work for me.
Exactly. It will. And that's how you start a business. I mean, you know, you started from humble beginnings and now you are really about to be a budding entrepreneur. And I really feel it. I'm so proud of you. And thank you again for giving me the exclusive here on the edge.
Thank you, April. Thank you so much.
Bye, brains. Oh, let's toast to them, Sophie.
Oh, yes. My Riesling, because it's early in the morning.
My Pinot Noir, because it's late in the afternoon.
Yes. Bye, across brains. The oceans. Cheers.